broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's May the 20th. It's show 807. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are we?
How's it going?
All right.
So we've not seen you for a couple of weeks.
No.
Hair's growing back in.
Well, it's... I'm getting baldy patches at the top. I'm going to have to put some gel on it or wear a hat.
Oh, no.
I've literally been getting out of bed in the morning and... This is me. This is what I look like first thing in the morning. I've not put any product on my hair and nothing.
No, I bet you're saving a bundle.
A bundle, but it's just not me. It needs to be, I don't know, different, looked after, unkempt.
Unkempt.
At the moment, I'm Martin Kempt. I need to be unkempt.
I was going to say, you know, the Spandau Ballet.
I'm the other one. Yes.
And how's quarantine treating you?
All right. Yeah, same as last week.
You've got back into your routine now of not doing anything and everything being the same every week.
Yeah. I have found myself going to bed an awful lot earlier, though.
Oh, right, okay.
Because there's not all on the telly. I do go to bed and watch a film or watch something on the tablet. But I do find myself waking up really early and I'm kind of enjoying getting up early.
Right.
Especially, I suppose, because the weather's been lovely, it is gorgeous first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice. This could be my new routine. You know, I have been going to bed at 9 o'clock, which is probably 5 or 6 hours earlier than I ever used to.
Yeah, I was going to say, bloody hell, that's like half an hour before I would think about going to bed.
Yeah, strange. So, but it's great. I'm finding myself asleep well before midnight. So,
always good.
It's always good. So I'm now experiencing mornings, which is quite a revelation.
Right. Just for those people that can hear, it might have been hearing bird song. I can't not have the window open. It's roasting in Snug Towers tonight.
I can't hear the bird song.
Some people got sunburn sitting out in the morning.
Was it that warm for sunburn?
Apparently.
Okay, so, we have got Zoom, so Beth, show us your white bits. No,
hashtag
all right.
Me too.
Okay.
We're looking at our camera. It's a face. Look how white it faces.
I know. Did I tell you our rats are back?
No!
Yeah.
Back, oh, no.
Back with a vengeance.
The next generation.
These are super rats, I think.
Right. Immune to the poison.
Well, I've had a different Ratman out.
Oh.
Because the previous Ratman is not returning my messages. And you ring him up and he just says, we're closed for the foreseeable future. So, and then I messaged another company, didn't get back to me. So I've just been trying different rat companies. So I messaged this guy, I said, are you working during lockdown? Because I'm desperate, I've got rats. Yep, come and see you. So he came to see me on Monday. Cost me £40.
Okay.
Not bad, 15 minutes work, is it?
That's all right, that, isn't it?
And he threw some actual packets of rat poison. Packets.
Okay.
Not rat poison, but packets. So.
Well, everyone likes to get a parcel, don't they?
Well,
so,
they do,
you know,
I'm sure.
It might be like psychology to get into the rat's mind.
So the rats will come across, open and go, ooh, how exciting. Ooh.
Amazon delivery. Ooh, look at this. What's in here?
A present. He must like us. He's given us gifts, kind of thing. I don't really want to encourage him to come back. So I'm assuming they must have like opposable thumbs, these rats, to be able to open them. You know, clever rats.
Or teeth.
Oh, there is that. Yeah, I suppose that's probably more likely, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
And, you know, you never know. They might carry knives.
Mm.
You do live near Rill.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he lifted up my manhole cover so we could see all the pipes, sewer pipes and stuff. So
you've had a man round to play with your manhole.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a bit of a poke around.
Mm-hmm.
Shove some stuff in there, you know.
Right. That's why it cost £45.
Yeah. Bargain.
40 quid.
Bargain. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's been a bit quiet since the packets went up in the loft and in the sewers. And...
Right. So the same noise then, tap dancing around.
Tap dancing, yeah. I'm worried now that because, like, food is scarce and people are home and there's nobody littering, that I've read that rats are becoming cannibals.
Oh.
Cannibal rats.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, that will solve your own problem then.
It would, but I'm still going to have a super fat rat then, aren't I, that's eating all the rats.
Well, it's only one rat you have to deal with.
Mm.
But yes, it is the fittest of this species if it's eating all the other rats. So,
yeah.
Yeah, do you want to deal with lots of rats or one super rat?
Super rat.
Difficult, isn't it?
Mm. Is there only one way to find out?
Yeah, fight. Arguably, it's a bigger target. It'd be easier to get it.
Yeah, true. Not by me, though, because I won't be going in. No loft.
Okay. Well, you might not have any choice. It might just come out to see you if it gets super, super.
Well,
might come through the roof.
Up until last week, because we had we got like a flat roof at the back, so it's a dormer, our house. So my bedroom and Josh's bedroom next to each other, but it's like a dormer roof, it's flat roof. So we've had the flat roof has been leaking last year.
Oh yes, yeah.
So much so that we left it for so long before getting the roof repaired that water came in. So Josh had a massive big hole in his ceiling. So the plasterboard. So he literally had a hole in his ceiling. So we go to bed at night looking up to potentially where the rats are. Yeah. So because the rats are back now, Josh was prompted to arrange a plasterer to come out and rebuild his ceiling.
Yeah.
So there's no danger of them getting into the house that way.
Right. Have you thought about maybe creating a rat-sized happy trail with drain pipes and things in your garden? So that. And maybe lead it over the fence onto the railway. And they all go, woo, yay, a slide. Oh, shit.
What, and get battered by a trumpeter? Okay.
Yeah,
just got to find a trumpeter now.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want them, like, thinking my garden is like a playground. I don't want slides and swings and stuff like that. And, oh, this is a nice place. They must love us. We've got treats in the attic. We've got a playground in the garden. Oh, he loves us. Let's tell all our friends. No, thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
In the chat room, Tamara's saying that bees have made a hive of a stuffed animal on their porch. Bees living in a stuffed animal on the porch. I assume it's her porch. And not a porch of somebody else's house, because that would have meant you had gone out. So it must be her porch.
Am I in the chat room?
Oh, it's in chat. No, it's in the Zoom chat.
Okay. Nobody's using the new chat room. Okay, that's fine.
No, we just use that to get to Zoom at the moment.
So bees have burrowed into a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it going to be full of honey?
Mm. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, horrible anyway.
Where do you go from honeybees?
I don't know. So how's your week been?
It was fine. Yes. It's every day is very samey. So to the point where it was really late when I texted you today, because I kind of forgot that it was Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was like, is it Tuesday today? I don't know. But the reason I do know is because my bank texts me my balance every Wednesday.
Oh, that's kind.
So, yeah, it's good, isn't it? So if that arrived and I went, I best text Lee because it must be Wednesday. I best get a cover version sandwich sorted.
Well, we very nearly had a backtracks, but I was sidetracked.
So we're having a sidetracks instead?
Yeah. Well, I could send an old backtrack if anybody wants to have a re-go. Mind you, they're all on the website now, so they could cheat.
They could cheat.
Yeah.
I think on your computer, there is a file of files called Supersonic, which is backtracks, but front ways and speeded up.
Okay.
I don't have a funny name for it, like backtracks.
That would be quite easy, surely.
Well, might be, but if you fancy the change ever.
Okay.
And I've also got a directory that I found on the net from a DJ quiz site, which has got lots of open directories, which means you can download all the shit.
Mm.
And I've got a name the next line
files. That's a good quiz. Like that.
But they just need putting into some sort of order before I do anything with it. So, but this was the same site that had the Supersonic files, but we talked about it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I put them on the whatever directory I can access on your machine.
Because I have had to tidy up.
What?
Yeah, I've had to get rid of some stuff.
Where's Liam? What have you done with him?
That folder may well have gone.
I've probably got it somewhere if need be.
Okay.
Now, Tamara sent us a picture of bees. It actually looks like it's in a dead dog from this picture. You can't really tell that it's a